It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Paige Heck. She's a health educator with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. And being into the summer months now and getting ready to, you know, go out and have fun and those kinds of things, a couple of things we wanted to touch with everybody and let them know and just kind of maybe even a refresher about, and that's car safety. It's like leaving your kids in the car or making sure you've got your proper car seats and that they're attached properly and those kinds of things. And then with everybody in our area loving to be outdoors and get out and have fun, you know what, we're going to lakes, we're going to hang out by the rivers and those kinds of things. Just kind of some quick, you know, tips and safety tips as far as water safety is even concerned. So, Paige, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
So let's start off by, we decided we wanted to start with car safety, and you know, we've got road trips and all those kinds of things coming up, and there's a bunch of different things that people need to be aware of and be looking at as far as car safety. And the one that, you know, is always top of mind because it seems like we hear it unfortunately every week on the news is somebody leaves a child in a car with it when it's hot. And so let's talk about those, and then let's talk about car seats and making sure that we've got the right one. So let's start with the hot car thing.
Yes, let's just remember that our kids, like our infants and young children, they overheat 3 to 5 times faster than we as adults do. So even just a few minutes in the car for a kid can be life-threatening. So just remember, the car heats up a lot faster in a matter of minutes. It can heat up 50 degrees Fahrenheit, and in 30 minutes it can go up to 62. So just remember, it gets super hot in there, and for those little bodies, they just can't handle it.
And it does it really, really fast. That's the other important thing.
Yes, super fast.
So, you know, it's, we all get, you know, we talked about the fact that we all get sidetracked. We all, you know, our lives are pretty quick and they move fast. And especially in you brought up the fact, and I'm like, yeah, that happens all the time. In a small town where everybody knows everybody, they just, you know, that maybe you'll run into somebody in the parking lot and you'll get talking and you'll completely forget the fact that that's there. And
yes. Or somebody you haven't seen for a long time. I mean, it's just crazy. It's crazy what goes through our minds.
So it's just really important. And there are products out there that even will help you to remind you that you're.
Yes. Even a lot of the new cars, they'll be like, check your back seat.
So we're making strides. But yeah, as I said, we hear about it. It seems like every week we hear something in this realm.
And it's really
just not sad. It's something that definitely can be prevented. Another thing when we're heading out on the road is having the proper car seats for kids, and more importantly, making sure that they're secured properly.
Yes, absolutely. And down at the health department, we are more than willing to help you with that. We can fit your kids to a car seat. We can install them for you. We can double check the one that you have. We are always willing. We're down there 8 to 5. You're more than welcome to stop in.
So if you ever have questions about your car seat, you know what? Go down to the health department, talk to them. They will kind of make sure everything's working the way that it should and that, you know, everything is done properly. Another big thing for our area, and we're going to kind of slide into this one, is everybody loves to be outdoors, especially in the summer months. And, you know, we talk water safety, and when we talk water safety, you know, we talk about, we're thinking about lakes and rivers and things like that, but even the swimming pool. I mean, being around water and those kinds of things, there are definitely some extra precautions that need to be taken around water when you've got young children, or even adults don't realize how fast a river moves.
Yes, absolutely. It's super important to always make sure that you have the proper life jacket on or just anything to keep you above water.
And so once again, I'm sure that there's some great resources on the website there.
Yes, absolutely.
So head on over to the website. They've got a fabulous website at the health department. It's got all kinds of great information that you need just to keep you safe.
Yes.
And I think the main thing when you're around water, especially with young toddlers and stuff, is just be vigilant and be observant and those kinds of things.
Yes, make sure you're staying alert. Make sure you're keeping them away. Another super important thing is make sure your kids know how to swim at all. Like, that's super important, just making sure that and that your kid is aware of how dangerous water can be.
And swim lessons are very, very important. Get out there, call your local pool, find out when they have swim lessons. I know the Desert Wave Pool in Price does them on a rotation. But find out when they are and be a part of it. Because, yes, as we head out to the lakes and things like that, we love being in the water here in our area. So make sure that you know and you're sending your children out there and they're going to be safe.
And another thing to touch on is, I know we never want to think about it, but it's super important to know life-saving skills, to know what you would do if you got put in that situation. Just because, I mean, we never want to think that it's going to happen, but there's always that possibility. So that's super important as well.
Very, very important. Great thing. Find you some CPR classes. Find
Absolutely.
Somebody that's teaching them and learn how to know those things. And hopefully we can have a great summer.
Yes. Everybody stay safe. Have fun.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Paige Heck. She's a health educator with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. Paige, thank you so much for stopping
yes,
in this morning.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.